Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Officials in Pennsylvania say a court order to halt the vote certification process could interfere with the state seating its electors. Emily Previty from member station WITF reports Governor Tom Wolf and Pennsylvania Secretary of State Kathy Buchvar have filed an appeal in the state Supreme Court, which is expected to act quickly.
Wednesday's flurry of court action stems from Republican Congressman Mike Kelly's lawsuit seeking to throw out more than 2.5 million mailed ballots. Kelly asserts a law enacted by the Pennsylvania legislature permitting mail-in voting without an excuse is unconstitutional. Wolf and Buchvar had announced Tuesday that presidential vote counts were certified and President-elect Joe Biden officially won the state. Then Kelly's legal team persuaded the Republican state court judge handling his case to halt certification. Now, Wolf and Buchvar are asking Pennsylvania's high court, where 5 of 7 justices are Democrats, to take the case and to let certification move forward. For NPR News, I'm Emily Previty in Harrisburg.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is once again threatening to sue the Trump administration if it delays the distribution of a coronavirus vaccine in the state once it's available.
If they try to politically manipulate the delivery of the vaccine, I think that is potentially criminal liability for Secretary Azar.
The governor has been critical of the administration's distribution plan, saying it could result in lower-income communities having less access. Cuomo has also ordered the state to review the FDA findings before injecting people. President Trump has singled out New York and Cuomo for calling for an independent panel to review any vaccine before it's distributed in the state. Disney is planning additional layoffs next year. NPR's Dave Mistich reports the company's theme parks continue to take a financial hit amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Disney says 32,000 employees will be terminated in the first half of the company's fiscal year 2021, which began in October. According to an SEC filing this week, the layoffs will primarily affect those who work at the company's theme parks. The number of layoffs is up from an announcement Disney made just months ago. In September, the company said 28,000 staffers from its parks division were being let go. Earlier this month, Disney criticized California officials for not allowing its theme park in Anaheim to reopen, with the CEO calling pandemic-induced restrictions, quote, arbitrary. The company reported a $700 million loss last quarter. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Wall Street is closed for the Thanksgiving holiday. Stocks resume trading tomorrow. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. A long list of retailers have decided to close their doors on Thanksgiving, many of them for the first time in years. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports the coronavirus pandemic has finally prompted the closures that labor advocates have long called for.
For years now, Black Friday sales have crept into Thanksgiving, and stores have remained open late into the night to draw shoppers after their family meals. The calculation changed this year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends against going shopping in crowded stores before, on, or after Thanksgiving. In fact, health authorities specifically point out the low-risk alternative, online shopping. Looking to spread out potential crowds and the demand on shipping, many major retailers began big holiday sales several weeks ago, especially online. Stores that have been closing on Thanksgiving, like Costco and Home Depot, are now joined by others like Target, Best Buy, and Macy's. Walmart is closed for the holiday for the first time in decades. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade kicked off in New York City today without the usual crowds. This year's parade was limited to a one-block stretch in front of Macy's flagship store on 34th Street to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. Much of today's televised event was pre-taped over 3 days. Parades in other large U.S. cities, including Philadelphia, were canceled this year amid the pandemic. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.